I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's a memo from our Global Nation desk. Oscars so white, but also check out why Oscars so quietly not brown. So we did. It turns out, if you didn't notice, that not only are the Oscar nominations this year devoid of African Americans, there isn't a single Latino nominated either. But so far, not much pushback from Latinos in the industry. Felix Sanchez is a co-founder and chairman of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. Felix sees this as a classic case of catch-22.
So on one hand, there's a concern because Latinos are not getting roles, period. I mean, that's where it starts. Mm. And then secondly, there are very few people who have standing and validity to kind of discuss what happens once you do get the role and you don't get the nomination.
A lot of people thought that Benicio del Toro from the movie Sicario would get nominated, but he wasn't. Are there any other Latino actors you can think of who were you considered a snub from the Oscars this year?
That was one film. I think that Oscar Isaac is certainly up and coming, but I don't think that the films necessarily were the type of films that would receive this kind of a nomination. So on that again gets us to the base problem that if you're not getting cast in these roles, you don't even have a chance of getting nominated.
Let me ask you this, because one thing that's sort of come out of the Oscars so white thing is whether to boycott the Oscars or not. And I get the sense that there's a real divide among African-American people in the industry. If we boycott it, then what could be the consequences? Are Latino actors and actresses thinking about the same thing?
You know, the award ceremony itself is the cosmetics part of the industry. It's the infrastructure that needs to be addressed. Again, there are very few Latino actors who actually can get invited to attend the event, and then to shun it is to kind of, you know, bite the hand that feeds you. Mm. And so there's this, we don't want to say to people, well, if you attend, you're a sellout. I mean, that is not the issue. I mean, the issue is engagement, but engagement from the studios, which need to cast more Latinos, and engagement from the talent agencies, which need to represent more Latino actors, writers, producers, directors. And that is where the problem occurs in the infrastructure of the business. And it's all at the very beginning of the process, not at the end of the process.
How is this discussed within the Latino community and the industry, Felix? Is there frustration? Is there anger?
There is so much frustration. And there's so much duplicity because, for example, the immediate reaction is we're going to do internships, we're going to do workshops, we're going to do showcases, and none of that gets you the role. And so it's all kind of there's just a lot of window dressing for the issue. It's institutional, the kind of just blocking out Latino actors and actresses from roles that they were never really considered for, and storylines that could include a more broader conversation of Latinos and who we are and our contribution in the United States as a whole. I mean, there's still this marginalization, not only for Latinos, but for Asians and Native Americans as well.
Felix Sanchez with the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. Thanks very much for your time, Felix.
My pleasure.